I thought I would just share with you a thought, a Christmas message here from Luke chapter 2. Of course, we know about the Christmas story earlier in the chapter. But beginning in verse number 36, I think actually very fitting and helpful for us to understand what Christmas is all about. We have the story of two older people. Beginning in verse number 36, the Bible says, "And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." You know, when I was a kid back in the late 60s and early 70s, every fall, many families would receive a big, thick book. It totaled nearly 600 pages at one time. I remember seeing that. And I was always amazed at, you know, when this thing came out, it was called the Wish Book. And it's put out by Sears Roebuck and Company. How many of you remember the Sears, the Wish Book? And I can remember when I got that book, and, you know, it was filled with all sorts of pages of everything that kids of every age could want. Now, to be honest, a lot of those pages here, as I looked through that thing and I'd earmark the things that were my favorite, I'd skip past all the clothing. That was not what I was interested in, but the toys and the sporting goods. And boy, it just contained everything. And you know, sometimes, you know, I would tell you, you know, as I look at that, you know, story, just simply realizing what it was, that we treated those books almost like they were scripture to us. In many ways, they contained everything our hearts desired. And sometimes we'd even get asked by mom and dad, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I'd be able to point to a page and I'd be able to say, "On that page there, that's exactly what I want." But you know, sometimes those things that we want or wanted did not turn out exactly as we thought. Take, for instance, the year that I got the electric football game. I can remember when I saw that thing advertised, it looked like the greatest thing. I mean, who wouldn't want to have, you know, this field, so to speak, and you turn it on and you'd have all of this vibration and all of your players just running perfectly. You know, it just never worked out that way, though. But when I got it, and I got one that had the Minnesota Vikings against the Dallas Cowboys, rivals, especially back in those days. And I got that thing, and boy, it started shaking. But you know, those players, they just didn't move. It looked to me like when I got it actually working, it looked like a bunch of toddlers in a daycare. You know, they're just sort of running, and then they just fall over for no reason, or they run into each other. And I can remember it got so frustrating when, you know, my star quarterback, and he was holding the football, I mean the piece of cotton, and all of a sudden he just, it was wide open, but he'd just start moving around in circles and just keep going there. And I said, "No, touchdown, come on, run, run, run." No, he just kept going the way he was going to go. You know, I would tell you that disappointing as that was, the Christmas is, though, a time for wishes. And really, when you think about the wishes that, you know, we think about oftentimes, kids, you know, they go to bed and they're ready for the next morning, ready for when they can go out and they can see all the tree, you know, Christmas presents and all of those presents that have been wrapped for them. Christmas time is a time of wishing. Wishing for things that we desire, wishing for things that we hope for, wishing for things maybe for our families, for our church, for our country. It's really about wishing. And if you really want to think about it, this book is a wish book. Take the Old Testament, by the way. Those that actually were living the Old Testament days, that they lived sort of like I did with my electric football game, where it just didn't seem like it produced what we were hoping for. That's why, you know, the ancient Israelites, they would go to bed and they would live their lives, and then all of a sudden their life would be over and another generation living, looking forward to the day when their wish would come true. You know, that is when God stepped in. And God actually brought salvation 2,000 years ago. He brought it through a family by the name of Abraham, and his descendants, eventually Jesus Christ was born. And really, when you think about all of those Old Testament saints, that they lived looking forward to the day when once there would be the Savior born. That's really what brings us to our story here tonight. There's a couple of people that have been waiting a long time. You know, our kids only have to wait until Christmas, or maybe some of your kids already, they've received some presents. But here's Anna and here's Simeon, a couple, and they weren't even together, but they've been waiting their entire life. The Bible indicates about Anna that she was at least 84 years of age. Verse number 37 indicates that she was a widow of about 84 years. Either she was 84 years of age or she had been married 84 years, whatever it was. She had been, a long, long time waiting for this day. And then the Bible tells us there's this man by the name of Simeon. And Simeon, Luke tells us, was a just man, a devout man, one who is still waiting for the consolation of Israel. And every year, it's sort of like, you know, they took their Old Testament, and it's sort of like, you know, the fall, the wish book, as they would kind of earmark the pages and what the prophets had said, who they said would come. And finally, all of the problems, all of sin problems would be solved by one that would be the Savior. You know, isn't it interesting, by the way, that they had to wait and wait so long? You know, they had to wait their entire life. You know, we live in a day and age in which, you know, it seems like we get things very quickly. In fact, it's kind of funny to me that, you know, I happen to live in a day and age in which my mail, oftentimes, Ma will go out and get the mail there at the mailbox, and she'll bring it in, and I'll tell her what the mail is. How can I do that? Well, I've actually applied for an app where I can actually preview the mail before it arrives, and I can literally see what's being delivered that day, and I can tell her, you can throw away the junk mail, and I want that bill, and I really don't like that bill, but I want to, you know, pay that off. And so I tell her what I already know. It's something when you think about how that we can order things and we can literally track them and we can literally know when the package is about to be dropped off. Here's Simeon, here's Anna. They didn't know that. They were old timers, two senior saints. They were, every single day, their occupation, their life was going to the temple waiting for their wish to come true. That was their life. And then one day, they showed up. And it was actually, first of all, as Simeon looks first. And he notices this child, a child just 8 days old. And probably, you know, not much, that you would expect, but something inside of him said, this is the one. And the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord prompted him and said, this is exactly the one you've been waiting your entire life to see. And there was Jesus. Simeon was now looking at the Savior, but it didn't look like the picture. You know, what did he expect? Maybe he expected a mighty soldier. Maybe he expected a politicians. Maybe he expected, you know, some action here or some, you know, guy that would be able to get them out of problems. But here, just a tiny little baby. Just a child. You know, one of the advantages that we had in the day with the Sears wish book back when I was a kid was, you know, the fact that we had pictures and we could see what was going to come. But here we find that Simeon, that he basically provides us here now a sort of a ratification, and he basically lets us know that what he has seen is exactly what he had been wishing for. In verse number 29, he says in a form of a prayer, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And then we have Anna coming in verse number 36. Anna's a prophetess. And after becoming a widow, Anna never left the temple. Imagine that, praying every day expecting. And she had the joy of all joys one day when the Holy Spirit prompted Anna to. Verse number 38 is interesting. It says, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. Can you imagine, by the way, when maybe she had the privilege of holding that child in her arms? Can you imagine the joy that came in her face when to realize that she was holding the one who was literally about to hold her? the one who was about to save her. You know, we find that Mary and Joseph, when they enter the temple here, that God makes sure that there's a welcome wagon of two people that have been waiting a long time. They're sort of like the welcome wagon of expectancy, the welcome wagon of wishes. Wishes come true, and they worshiped and they testified that Jesus was exactly who they had been waiting for. You know, when kids go to bed tonight, maybe, you know, they're going to be wishing here for some present that's going to be under the tree, and moms and dads probably going to be wishing that, you know, they didn't have the big bills that they're going to have to pay now for all of those presents. But I'm here to tell you that one of the things that is true about Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ is everybody's wish come true. He provides everything. Everything about Jesus is exactly what we need. You don't have to worry about returning this gift. You don't have to worry about it being the wrong size or the wrong color. You don't have to worry about it being, you know, the wrong date. You don't have to worry about anything like that, because Jesus Christ is everything that we need, and everything that we need is found in Jesus Christ. You see, 2,000 years ago, the one who would set us free was born. The one who would pay for our sins was born. The one who would redeem us was born. The one who would one day die upon the cross and then conquer death was born. My question to you tonight is, as you look at the Bible, the Bible's the wish book of all wish books. What do you wish for? If you're here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, then I'm here to tell you that, listen, that's a wish that you can ask for and you can receive. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed.